My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin plans an orgy, then inflates, and then deflates an ego. So listen and enjoy.
How much would you take if you were to perform here in Ghana? I go, don't know. I got paid well by the expatriates when I originally went there.
Right.
If you were serious, have them contact me on my email address, and I'll have my people work something out. She goes, well, there are a couple of Nigerians who joined the Ghanaians, and it's really interesting. Okay. She goes, okay.
What kind of mic is this? Well, sorry.
She goes, okay, we'll see what she can do, but it's happening December 24th. This is the 15th we're talking. Okay. I go, I bet there are a lot of jokes are about silly Westerners who make foolish decisions, LOL.
Oh, wow.
I go, I can be there. I go, if everything checks out, I can come. My people will not let me go on something that is not completely legitimate. And I go, what do you get when you get a Nigerian, a computer, and a Westerner? I'm writing material, by the way.
Oh, no. What's...
She goes, tell me. I go, about $50,000.
No, how did you react to that?
She goes, LOL.
Of course she does.
I go, if I was sitting where you were, I'd find it funny too.
Yeah, really.
She goes, so where did you go yesterday when you suddenly left me? I go, don't worry about it. Forgive me, but I'm going to keep myself private for you for a while. It just needs to be that way for me to continue talking to you. If I am in Ghana on 12/24, then obviously I will be more open with you. She goes, okay, then this one doesn't have... we never got to the punchline, but I go, what do you get when you mix one Ghanaian and Facebook? I think...
Oh, what do you get?
I forgot. 150 white guys.
Forgot to give her the line?
No, she distracted me. Because she showed me her pictures. She gave me her pictures.
Oh, okay.
Do you like my pictures? I do. I go, why wouldn't I? She goes, cool. What do you like more? I go, they're different because she had all these different looks. Agnes, Belinda. No.
Yeah. Really?
She goes, the one you're using as your profile shot is glamorous. Do not worry about what I think or what others think. Worry about what you think. She goes, thanks, hon. Just the truth. I go, I do ya. LOL. She goes, I know, hon. I go, cocky. LOL.
I do ya.
She goes, LOL. I guess you will not tell me your plans for today either. I go, big orgy. She goes, ha ha, hon.
What's the girl that lived down the street?
The Vassiola sisters.
The Vassiola sisters.
Well, now, man.
Sounds like, I'll say it again, sounds like somebody Fonzie would date.
I know, it does.
Cunningham, I'm going out to the Vassiola sisters.
They have to be twins for him.
She goes, why don't you like my pictures if you really do? They are just for you alone, like I'm on Facebook. Okay, if you would like. Any other requests, princess? Well, then you must be pleased because they've all been liked. Will that be all? Would me lady like me to inflate her ego some more? I'm giving her shit.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, inflating my ego some would be nice.
What? That's great.
I go, I see you're feeling well today. Well, should I comment on your silky smooth skin or your piercing eyes that look right through the soul?
Ooh.
Goes, both will be pretty cool. I go, all right. This is me on vacation typing shit.
I know, I can't believe it.
Shouldn't you be by the pool?
You're on vacation.
I should be, but there was show shit needed to get done.
Your eyes are like limpid pools.
Yeah, tell me more about my eyes. Big eyes. Goodbye.
I am a writer.
Oh, sorry.
Your skin is as smooth as a pebble that has had the warm rays of eternity wash away their rough edges. A mocha color that looks like it would be as sweet to taste as the soul that possesses it is in reality.
P.U. Duck.
Oh, come on. Off the top of my head.
I know.
Off the top. Come on now. After all I've been through.
I think the dandruff on it would be better.
You guys are not romantics at all.
No.
Well, she said that was really romantic, hon.
Oh, of course.
I'm glad you liked it. She goes, I really do. Smiling. Uh-huh. She goes, hon, did I ever tell you I like fashion and also making clothes? So does Flory. Maybe you guys should talk. She goes, you did not. What type of clothes do you make? She goes, I'm not perfect, but I can make ladies' clothes, outing, dinner, and casual wares. But I want to perfect the art as when I get a chance to. I go, nobody's perfect. If you enjoy it, keep at it. We sure do.
Yeah, really.
She goes, I do, but I have to learn certain things that would make me quite good. I go, like what? She goes, how to design wedding clothes and other really complicated clothes. Some clothes need lots of work and expertise to be executed well. I go, is that what career you would like? She goes, yeah, it would be nice to try out something like that. I have that passionate interest in fashion. She's got a passion for fashion.
Mm. Oh. Hey, wait. Isn't that where she started?
No, she started in an orphanage.
No. Oh, okay, who was the one that...
Flory.
Flory started that's why I said, that she was a fashion
yeah,
student.
Yeah. Oh, Flory. That's why I said she should talk to Flory.
I was like, oh my.
Then go for it. I go, I must ask, what of nursing? Because remember, she wanted to be a nurse.
That's right. Okay.
She goes, I like taking care of people, but not really nursing. I go, okay. I asked because as Agnes, you told me that is what you did, but you lost your certificate.
Because as Agnes, you when you were Agnes, you...
She goes, yeah, I did, but sad to say, it was not true. I go, well, thank you for that piece of honesty. I go, do you really have in-laws that do not like you? She goes, that is true. They just don't like me. I go, how did your husband die? Did he die? He died through sickness. Makes sense. Probably that ass cancer. Sorry, what type of sickness? Can't tell you what really killed him because I haven't made it up yet. To tell you the truth.
Like the way you, this segment should be called Bullshit or Not Bullshit.
I think we have games like that.
Yeah.
Savage Medicine next week.
Yes.
Oh, Trucker Tom is, he's also agreed, yuck, with your poetry.
Tom.
He can make a bikini out of salami and dental floss.
You haven't heard Dick El Dorado's poetry.
Yeah, seriously, oh, Tom, stick around. You'll be praying for me to write some shit. At least mine's brief. She goes, but it was pretty serious. I have a confession to make, hon. A cousin of mine gave me the ideas for the porn I wrote with you. Now, here's a confession that's not needed again. I wasn't questioning their porn writing or capabilities.
So she was talking to somebody else.
Her cousin,
about porn and saying, help me write something for this guy. Wow.
All right, here's the deal.
Joe's going to break it down.
Okay. All right, these guys, as we saw in those pictures, these scammers all work together in a small room. Davin is the highlight of their day.
Yay for me!
You know that these guys had a pisser writing these porn scenes, and they're probably going, well, see if he can write more porn. Does he want more porn scenes? We'll write more porn scenes.
But Joe, I'm not disagreeing with you, but why admit to it?
Because they enjoy writing this shit.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.